This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Aurora police have arrested a man in connection with a year-long sextortion investigation. CPR's Tony Gorman reports.
18-year-old Jameer Deontay Bright has been charged with felony counts of child exploitation and criminal extortion. Aurora investigations allege that Bright and two underage accomplices used an Instagram account to demand illicit pictures from area high schoolers for money. Sergeant Joseph Sullivan.
People would submit pictures and videos to this exposed account and share it with them, and it was random. So some of the pictures and videos were just people that posted, and our suspects had no idea who they were.
The suspect is out on bond. His next court appearance is next month. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Colorado continues to refine its law on AI discrimination before it goes into effect in 2026. CPR's Benta Berklin reports privacy and consumer groups are urging policymakers to give it teeth.
A variety of advocacy groups are putting pressure on lawmakers to thoroughly implement Colorado's first-in-the-nation law to try to curb discrimination in AI systems. They want to make sure the state uses a broad definition for AI and that the law will be enforced. The goal is to allow people to be informed when AI is used in key decisions over their lives, from banking and housing to healthcare, and to file complaints if they think its conclusions are unjust. A task force will issue recommendations to lawmakers in February. I'm Benta Berklin, CPR News.
The District 11 Board of Education in Colorado Springs has voted to end its collective bargaining agreement with teachers. The agreement has guided working conditions, salaries, and benefits for more than 50 years. Board members voting for the change allege that the agreement got in the way of the district pivoting quickly. Teachers argue the union protects their planning time and allows them to collaborate with the district. The current contract runs until the end of June. Colorado Springs, Metro Denver, a mostly sunny day, and into the weekend. This is CPR News.